Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator and the owner of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So Velvet sent me an article, and this is from Inc., I-N-C, magazine, the very well-known business magazine. Setting goals isn't enough. Setting daily intentions will change your life. So this is somewhat a comparison and a contrast between setting goals, which is a familiar concept
right.
to most people,
mm-hmm.
and setting intentions. And people might think that they're the same thing, but they're not necessarily the same thing. First of all, nothing wrong with goal setting.
Oh, absolutely not. And I think that it helps to refine how people want to live in their life, right? Setting those small goals and big goals.
And it's important to have goals.
It is important to have goals, but it's just as important to have those feelings behind those goals.
Okay, so we're going to come to intentions here in a minute. Now, some people don't like goal setting, but really don't want to set goals, and,
right.
and there's and not without reason. This article points out there's a risk to goal setting, because if you don't achieve the goal,
right.
then you feel perhaps that you have failed in some way. So better not to set the goal and not risk the sense of failure.
Well, a lot of times the goal isn't what is the failure part. It's the mechanisms that are supporting the goal. So that's why I love intentions. But you're absolutely right, too, because if it's a huge goal that someone's not able to achieve in a reasonable amount of time, then the subconscious mind is going to be gearing it now towards failure.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about intentions and how intentions are different from goals. And one line in here that thought to help to explain this is that intentions provide a roadmap and a reminder how to live out each day and kind of set standards for yourself in what you're going to try to do each and every day.
I like to see it as setting the tone for the day, right? And intention doesn't have to necessarily be that I intend either. It could be that I accept. That's also an intention.
That you accept.
Uh-huh, yeah. So I accept that I am worthy. I accept that I'm a successful business owner, right? So if I set the intention that I accept that I'm a successful business owner, that feels better than focusing on the goal that's still way out there. It's a daily practice. Mm.
That's not such a hard thing to accept, though, is it, Velvet?
Oh.
I'm a successful business owner?
Right.
I wish I had such intentions that I could accept. We're
mm-hmm.
talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, and Dr. Womack is our wellness commentator. So as we get into this, there's kind of a list of advantages of setting intentions. Now, the first thing to get into is this issue of human consciousness and the effect that intentions have and our thoughts have.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this example, you can give this, of a Dr. Masaru Emoto. What's that about?
Oh, absolutely. He was a Japanese doctor that actually proved how intention and thought would affect water. And he took the water, and they put the intention of love on the water, and they froze it. And when they took the photograph of it, they were beautiful pictures, beautiful pictures. But then they also did the intention with hate. And when you saw the water from hate, there was this nasty, ugly picture that was going on. So there was actually, he wanted to prove this because we're talking to ourselves all the time.
Mm.
He wanted to prove to us that because our body was filled with water, right?
The body is 90% water.
Exactly. That as we're talking to ourselves, that self-talk, we're affecting ourselves.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I'm
mm-hmm. familiar with that notion, and I totally get that. But again, intentions are not to be confused with goals.
Mm-hmm.
So an example of an intention, as it says here, intentions are expansive about who you want to be, what you wish to be. And so an example is, I intend to show acts of kindness today.
It's not about setting that intention that I'm going to act from kindness, but that by setting the intention of witnessing kindness. And that's where the expansiveness comes from. That's where the true intention is able to come alive to support us in achieving our goals.
In being aware of kindness.
Exactly.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And taking note of it.
Exactly.
Okay. Is this similar to, and people are more familiar with this, been around forever, the power of positive thinking.
So there is a lot of fact and truth to that, and that's what my whole business is founded on. Yeah. It's changing our thoughts so that we can have a different reality.
And then the intentions have an effect on your goals.
That's exactly that right. Right. They've got the movement and the energy to support them.
On the other hand, Dr. Samuel Johnson, the English philosopher, said the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Ever heard that one?
I have heard of that, yes.
T.S. Eliot said most of the evil in the world is done by people with good intentions.
Right. There is another article that I almost gave to you today, too, because they were talking about how those intentions, but then it's how we impact, right? How are we impacting the world around us? So intentions isn't something that you just put out there and let it happen, right? It's how you're impacting the world.
Well, and we talk about sometimes being intentional, using that phrase, right. saying we're going to try to make a positive thing happen.
Right.
And not hope that it happens, but that we make it happen. So
right.
that's another concept that I'm familiar with. We could talk about this further, and maybe we will another time, but thanks for having a cup of coffee
Thank
with
you
us.
So much.
Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.